It's a sunny weekday, and Lower Town is busy with dog walkers, people watchers, and office workers grabbing lunch. In the middle of the action is Mears Park. That's where I find 60-something Steve Cox hanging out with his 6-year-old scooter-riding grandson.
Isaac, and I spell it I-S-A-A-C.
Cox says they take Metro Transit's new Green Line across St. Paul to Lower Town nearly every day. They love Mears Park.
Well, yeah, it's very nice. The people who have done the planting, the garden is just lovely, you know. This sort of recirculating stream is kind of nice, too. My friend here likes to walk on the rocks and do all kinds of daredevil-y stuff, you know.
I like to chase sticks around. I throw a stick and then I chase it around.
And with that, Isaac scoots away for another spin around the park. This sort of urban oasis surrounded by housing, restaurants, and businesses is just what preservationists had in mind several decades ago when visions for Lower Town's redevelopment first got underway. By the late 70s and 80s, many of the warehouses and factories that helped establish St. Paul were mostly abandoned. So a group of activists, politicians, and planners stepped in. They banded together to revive the community and save what remained of Lower Town's 19th century architecture. Relaxing in the shade near the entrance to Mears Park, the Minnesota Historical Society's Debbie Miller says Lower Town's original name of Lower Landing came from a steamboat stop at the foot of Jackson Street. By the 1840s, she says, it was the best place to unload passengers and cargo from the upper Mississippi.
That was the place to get off the boat and see what there was to see, get outfitted.
A lot of the steamboat cargo was related to the North American fur trade.
And Métis people, who were part European-American, part Indian of various tribes, took the robes from buffalo and other furs that they collected, packed them onto a squeaky ox cart, and then took trails down through North Dakota and Minnesota to St. Paul.
Miller says many early Lower Landing residents were French-Canadian. At first, most of Lower Landing was residential. Industry crowded along the waterfront, and compared to the city we know today, St. Paul was tiny.
Our northern city limits Minnehaha Avenue. Our eastern city limit is Arcade Street. Our western city limit goes only as far as the brewery out on West 7th Street. And then the southern border was the Mississippi River.
A few blocks from Mears Park at Union Depot, architectural historian Jim Cesevich says the first railroad line reached Minnesota in 1862. That's when the city began to expand dramatically. By the 1880s, there was lots of money to be made. St. Paul was head of navigation on the Mississippi, a major gateway to the West. Cesevich says before Summit Avenue, St. Paul's wealthiest people lived around Mears Park.
Some of the grandest mansions in the entire city were in Lower Town.
The richest people took the highest ground. Cesevich says those who couldn't afford anything better took their chances down the bluff.
And at the base of the hill was an Irish shanty town, just like Sweet Hollow on the east side, the squatters. We had an Irish squatter settlement wrapping around the entire base of that hill.
Immigrants from the East Coast and overseas swelled St. Paul's population to about 100,000 people by the end of the 19th century. But every single original house they built in Lower Town is gone. At first, they were bulldozed to make way for railroad tracks, later for highways. Cesevich says many people also moved away to escape Lower Town's booming industry.
Because there's street traffic, there's train traffic, and trains are dirty back then. Trains are really dirty, and that's what changed it too, from a residential neighborhood to an industrial neighborhood.
We walk around Union Depot's main concourse. Cesevich points out grand 19th century architectural details. Marble floors shine. Light pours in from skylights in the vaulted ceiling.
It's an extraordinary space, and this was closed for so many years. There are many, many people that have never actually seen this space.
As passenger rail declined across the country, Union Depot saw its last train in 1971. But last year, its fortunes reversed again. After more than 4 decades and more than $240 million in renovations, Union Depot is once again reopened.
Reusing this structure is probably the keystone of the entire Lower Town renewal and certainly is attracting all kinds of new energy since this facility was actually put back in use for its original use.
Cesevich says he hopes Union Depot will keep Lower Town going for another 100 years. For KFAI, I'm Jess Mador. Funding for 10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.